Unity. Leaders in Kwale County are calling on the national government to accelerate the delivery of new infrastructure projects for enhanced socioeconomic development in the coastal county. The leaders led by Area Governor Fatuma Akani expressed displeasure at the current slow progress of infrastructure development implementation in the coastal region. Addressing the press after a leaders' meeting, Governor Akani said as leaders they are not happy seeing the slow speed of implementation at which development works are taking place in the county. The leaders who attended a closed-door meeting at Jacaranda Indian Ocean Hotel included Senator Issa Boy, Kwale County Woman Representative Fatuma Masito and MPs Mangel Chiforomodo, Lunga Lunga, Faisal Bada, Msambweni, Kasim Tandaza, Matuga, and Gonzi Rai, Kanango. Key ongoing projects by the national government in Kwale include the Shush 20 billion Wache Multipurpose Dam Project, the Shush 2.3 billion Diani Airport Rehabilitation and Expansion Project, the Shush 2.6 billion Shimoni Fish Port Development Project, the Shush 1.15 billion Funzi Causeway off Mililani Munja Road, the construction of the Shush 3 billion Kwale Kanango Road, among others. We will start serious discussions with key line ministries to expedite the completion of all mega projects in our area deemed to be of significance as soon as possible, Akani said, adding that the ongoing projects would open a lot of opportunities for the population. She said the mega projects must be completed if Kwale is to achieve its socioeconomic growth expectations and ultimately help reduce poverty. Akani pointed out that the local leaders are united and ready to collaborate with all government agencies committed to the economic development of Kwale. She said all the ongoing multi-billion shilling critical projects once completed are expected to generate a better economic climate for international and local businesses and individuals. We want all the critical infrastructure projects needed to accelerate economic growth and development in Kwale fast-tracked to avoid cases of time and cost overruns and abandonment, she stated. Akani read the Riot Act to contractors handling various county projects to deliver quality work at the stipulated timeframe or risk having their contracts terminated. She said the devolved government is committed to fostering and advancing economic and business opportunities for all by fast-tracking economic development. The coastal county boss also said the meeting was meant to strengthen the working relationship of Kwale leaders as a way to enhance service delivery to the people. The governor said that as Kwale leadership they have resolved to hold such development meetings quarterly for the benefit of area residents. Senator Issa Boy hailed the opportunity to come together and discuss how leaders can work together for the betterment of Kwale County and the country at large. Now more than ever, it's crucial that we continue setting aside our political differences and work hand in hand towards common goals, he said. He said leaders should harness the power of collaboration to tackle the challenges facing the community head on. Kwale Governor Fatuma Akani, shakes hands with Kwale Woman Rep Fatuma Masito after a leaders' meeting. Looking on is Lunga Lunga MP Mangel Chiforomodo. Kwale County Commissioner Stephen Arinde said the government is committed to the completion of ongoing infrastructure projects across the coastal county. Arinde says the robust infrastructure network would be speeded up through the National Government Development County Implementation, Coordination and Management Committee, NGDC-ICMC. The county administrator clarified that the NGDC-ICMC is a tool to speed up development projects in the counties is overseeing several projects in Kwale initiated by the national government to accelerate rapid socioeconomic development. The Kwale NDG-CICMC is focusing on accelerating the execution of public infrastructure projects at different stages of development to go on smoothly and continuously, and there is no cause for alarm, he said.